In the kitchen of Panhandle Provisions on Seward Street, Bo Schooler cracks a few eggs in a big metal bowl. He's making ricotta gnocchi.
A cheese-based form of gnocchi, which is an Italian dumpling.
He stirs up the eggs, whole milk ricotta, and some salt. Schooler grates in some grana padano.
It's like Parmesan's younger cousin.
Next comes the flour. Gnocchi is usually associated with potato, but can be made with other ingredients like spinach or sweet potato. It's treated just like any other pasta, boiled till done and tossed with a sauce. The Rookery Cafe has offered the ricotta gnocchi with a ragu made with Alaskan pork from the Matsu Valley.
When we get the Italian place open, we'll always have one kind of gnocchi on the menu.
Schooler went to Calabria, Italy in 2008 to learn the basics of Italian cuisine.
So you get there and you basically like 6 days a week, 12 hours a day, you're just eat, sleep, breathe Italian food, all you do.
For the restaurant, Schooler says he'll stay true to the roots of Italian cooking while also incorporating Alaskan ingredients. He's working with friends who produce traditional-style fermented Italian cheese curds.
The mozzarella that you can make with their curds is, like, I call it life-changing. It blows you away, so we'll probably have a real traditional, like, margarita-style pizza with the San Marzano tomatoes and the fresh-made mozzarella with this fermented curd and the Alaska sea salt and thin garlic and stuff like that. And we might play around with smoked salmon on a pizza just because it's Alaska and you gotta do something like that.
In Boca al Lupo is Italian for break a leg, though it literally translates to in the wolf's mouth. This will be the third restaurant opening for Travis Smith. Many of Juno's favorite restaurants are owned and operated by the same groups of people. Twisted Fish, Hangar on the Wharf, and Pizzeria Roma all have at least one common owner, as do Tracy's Crab Shack, Saffron, Salt, and McGivney's. Smith started the Rookery Cafe in 2010. Schooler joined the restaurant a couple years later. They opened the deli Panhandle Provisions in June 2014. The taqueria opened February 2015. Smith says once you have the mechanics down for one restaurant, it's possible to open more.
We couldn't operate the taqueria if we didn't have another location where we could store their product off-site and have some prep work done, because they just don't have the space. And similarly, we couldn't do what we're doing in the Rookery if I hadn't moved the bakery to a different location in 2013.
In the past couple of years, the restaurant group has gone from 12 to about 50 employees. But not everything Smith and Schooler touch turns to gold.
We did have a little food cart operation that we shut down after a month that took us a year and a half to open. It was called the Chowder Shack, and we were just going to be selling our halibut chowder, but it turns out that that's not something that people just wanted to buy and walk around and eat.
Smith is confident they have the staff and ability to run in Boca al Lupo, and he doesn't plan to open any more restaurants.
We're going to stop at three, you know, essentially our three children. The family is done.
Back at the kitchen, Bo Schooler cooks the gnocchi in a small pot of boiling salted water.
Once they're floating at the top, then they're done.
He ladles some into a small bowl and grates some cheese.
So that's just like pasta water, butter, and then grana padano. And that's kind of how they do it over there.
I plunge a fork into the bowl.
Mmm, that's amazing.
In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.